I'm now going to guide you through the spinning experiment. This is a vivid way of seeing that you're always still and at rest. It's the world that moves, not you. To do this experiment, you need to stand up. When you're standing, point at your no face, just as you did in the pointing experiment. Slowly and carefully turn round on the spot. If you feel dizzy at any point, then of course stop. Take care of yourself. On present evidence, are you moving or is the world moving? I'll describe my experience. See if you find something similar. I see my pointing finger, and beyond my finger I see the room going past. But this side of my finger I see nothing moving at all. All the movement is there, none of it is here. I am still and the world is moving. Are you the same? Do this for a few moments. Relax into the stillness where you are, the stillness at the heart of the turning world. Now slow down and stop. Stop the world. You can stop pointing at your no face, your true self, whenever you like. I would now like you to start walking slowly. Notice that everything within your field of view, within your single eye, is moving, including your legs, if you look down. I find, however, that I'm not moving. Everything is moving through me. Obviously, someone else would see you walking round the room. From their point of view, the room's not moving, you are. But what is your experience? Slow down and stop, then sit down. You can see you're still whenever you want. Say you're walking down a corridor. Are you walking down the corridor from your point of view? I'm not. I'm still, and the walls of the corridor are moving. They're flowing into the stillness where I am. It's the same when you're on a train. If you're sitting in the train facing forwards, you're still and the scenery rushes into you, but you never get filled up. Facing the other way, everything rushes out of you, but you're never exhausted. You are the infinitely resourceful magic storehouse from which everything comes and to which everything returns. Seeing you're still whilst the world moves is not just a fun thing to notice, it's also therapeutic. Years ago, a friend asked Douglas Harding why he didn't get tired even though he travelled a lot. Douglas was in his 80s at the time. Douglas said it was because he didn't go anywhere. He remained still whilst the world moved through him. As infants and children, we didn't go anywhere either. Being still at centre, we loved spinning the world round and round, loved seeing it dance. But as we grew up, we fell under the hypnotic spell of society and came to believe what people told us, that we were moving whilst the world was still. We took all that restless movement in the world into ourselves. No wonder if now we feel tired and stressed. All that motion is now in us. What is the remedy for feeling so disturbed? Wake up from the trance. Stop lying to yourself. See where all that commotion really is and where it isn't. It's all there in the world. None of it is at your centre. You are viewing the eternal motion and stress in the world from the eternal stillness and peace of your true self. Seeing this benefits your health. A friend tells me how relaxing he finds driving whilst being aware of his true self. He goes nowhere and his destination comes to him. He also drives more safely as he's more aware of what's going on when he's consciously empty for the scene. His attention expands to include the whole view. Notice you're still whilst you're driving, whilst you're walking, when you're travelling in a train or bus. Whenever you're on the move, see that you aren't. See that the world is on the move through you. And when you have a few moments, put music on and dance. See that everything dances in you. Close your eyes for a few moments. Take a deeper breath and be aware of whatever is now flowing through the stillness where you are.